SBS हिंदी।
भारत में नागरिकता संशोधन कानून और NRC को लेकर घमासान मचा हुआ है। इस कानून के विरोधी इसे संविधान विरोधी और एक धर्म विशेष के खिलाफ करार दे रहे हैं और सरकार व समर्थकों का कहना है कि ये न तो भारत में रहने वाले किसी धर्म विशेष के खिलाफ है बल्कि ये भारत के लिए जरूरी कानून है। ये विरोध और समर्थन की बहस सीमाओं को पार करती हुई ऑस्ट्रेलिया भी आ पहुंची है। ऑस्ट्रेलिया में कई जगहों पर नागरिकता संशोधन कानून के विरोध में प्रदर्शन हुए हैं। इसके बाद अब भारतीय समुदाय के कई लोग समर्थन में भी आए हैं। इसको लेकर रविवार को सिडनी, मेलबर्न सहित पर्थ में भी प्रदर्शन हुए। पर्थ में हुए प्रदर्शनों के आयोजकों में से एक प्रशांत सिंह से हमने बात की ये जानने के लिए कि नागरिकता संशोधन कानून और NRC के पक्ष में उनके पास क्या बातें हैं और जो सवाल उठाए जा रहे हैं उनका वो क्या जवाब देते हैं। आप जब उसका समर्थन कर रहे हैं, क्या आपके फैक्ट्स हैं उसके समर्थन में कि CAA किस तरीके से सही है?
सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल दिस इज an act amended you know basically introduced by the parliament of india so the government of india has taken a you know a step in terms of helping the people who are being prosecuted for a long time for 70 odd years in these countries and they have fled the countries or somewhere you know some had come in like a temporary visa someone came on a tourist visa to protect their way of living I won't call it a religion, but it's a way of living, you know. And we have our duty of care and obligation to help them out, you know, in a new journey. At the same time, we need to make sure that people are here not because of economic reason. If someone wants to come from economic reason, there's always, you know, visa process are there. You can migrate to any country. We came here. You know, as part of migration program to Australia. So there's also those programs which runs in government of India as well. So first of all, we respect the Constitution of India. We respect the decision taken by the Constitution of India and the Act as well itself. So no one can question the legitimacy of the Act. What actually happened, there's a misinformation campaign going on, which is basically, you know, sidelined basically by the people who have created mass hysteria among the people and the section of society which has gone to the streets. You know, people and students in the education institution and university are pelting stones. You know, they're throwing rocks at the police. They're burning, you know, the buses and motorcycles and everything.
Prashant ji, sawal ye hai seedha seedha ki kya sarkar CAA aur NRC ko saath nahi laegi? Kya sarkar NRC ke तौर पर NRC के जरिए लोगों को छांटेगी नहीं जैसे कि असम में छांटा गया है और फिर सिर्फ हिंदुओं को उसमें नागरिकता दी जाएगी कि नहीं, फिर मुस्लिम लोगों का क्या होगा? इस तरीके के सवाल, इस तरह की चिंताएं हैं, इस पर आप क्या कहेंगे?
सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई क्लेरिफाई देयर्स टू डिफरेंट थिंग्स। फर्स्ट इज CAA व्हिच इज सिटीजनशिप अमेंडमेंट एक्ट एंड NRC। NRC इज एनएक्टेड एंड यू नो एनफोर्स्ड बाय द पार्लियामेंट ऑफ सॉरी नॉट पार्लियामेंट द सुप्रीम कोर्ट ऑफ इंडिया। सो इफ इट्स अ डिफरेंट एक्सरसाइज And it happened in the regime of long time ago when Manmohan Singh and Rajiv Gandhi was there. So it was that background, basically. Now, what actually happened is people have somehow got confused between the NRC, which happened in Assam, and CAA, which is there to protect people who are, you know, fled the country. And if you look at the incident happened at Nankana Sahib, you know, just recently, they shot at a Sikh, you know, person just there before. And they tried to, you know, pelt stone on the Gurdwara, which is basically Nankana Sahib. Yeah, things like that happens. And abduction of people of different minorities, whether it's Christian, Sikh or Hindu, is happening right away in every part of the neighboring country. So world need to see that this act is there to help people.
ये समझा जा सकता है कि जो लोग वहाँ पर minority के लोग हैं वो यहाँ पर आ सकते हैं, लेकिन सवाल अब ये है कि क्या कोई मुस्लिम अगर वहाँ से परेशान होकर किसी इन कंट्री से परेशान होकर भारत में शरण चाहता है तो क्या उसे भारत में शरण नहीं मिलनी चाहिए?
India has been, you know, past history, if you look 5,000, India has been the place where people who have left persecution have got a refuge in the country. If you talk about Persia, you know, Persia was a country where Persian people were, you know, tortured and they have to left the country. If you talk about the people who have actually helped India build, the people are the Persian people. So people of Persia have, you know, been getting refuge in India. What we're trying to say to you is first thing, the people who have fled the persecution, you know, because the women and children have been abducted, killed, or, you know, bad thing happened to them, and then living in a condition for last 50, 60 years in the camps in New Delhi, in Jammu and Srinagar and everywhere, where they have no human rights, basically. So these people have fled the persecution. They have no human rights. They can't vote. They don't have anything, any infrastructure to, you know, support, educate the people. This act is helping those people to put them, you know, hope to these people. So that's what we're trying to say. If people want to come to India, you know, if you like, Adnan Sami has, you know, migrated to India. He's from Pakistan. So there's no way that India saying no. There's a process there.
भले ही इसे कहा जा सकता है कि अभी लोग सिर्फ इस बारे में assume ही कर रहे हैं, लेकिन लोगों का कहना है कि जिस तरीके से NRC लागू की गई है असम में, उस तरीके से पूरे देश में NRC लागू करने की बात गृहमंत्री संसद से कह चुके हैं. उनके जो गृह मंत्रालय की रिपोर्ट है उसमें ये बात कही जा चुकी है. अगर ये होता है और अलग अलग राज्यों में ये होता है, तो क्या इसके बाद ऐसा नहीं होगा कि जो CAA है, जो नागरिकता संशोधन नियम है, कानून है, उसके तहत जो है जो हिंदू और बाकी कम्युनिटी के लोग हैं वो उनको ले लिया जाएगा वापस, और जो मुस्लिम्स हैं वो छूट जाएंगे? इस तरह की चिंताओं पर आप क्या कहेंगे?
Can I pose a question to you? Now, you migrated to this country, you know, you have to produce a document, you have to, you know, get your PR, if I'm understanding correctly, and then you go to this process, then you get entered to the country. Country like Australia, UK, Canada, Singapore, any other country won't allow people to just, you know, come to the Polish border. Australia has a very strict policy about, you know, stopping the boats. If you talk about Manus Island, you know, those deterrents has been created so people don't risk their life, you know, drowning in the sea. So countries have a right to know who are living in the country. Every country should have a register for its citizens, which can be used for the purpose of electoral, which can be used as a basis of making decisions, demographic decisions, census data. So every country has a right to have a register. Now, this CAA has nothing to do with NRC. CAA is a very separate act to just to make sure those people are living in slums and ghettos and camps in around Delhi get a decent life. Their kids can go to school. They get, you know, subsidies and government subsidies because they have fled the prosecution. So this is about this very small minority of people who left the country, you know, because they were prosecuted. So this is what the background is. And coming back to NRC, every country has a right to have register of a citizen. And every country has that. We have the neighboring country which have chosen a religion as a state religion. You know, unfortunately, yeah. India was divided on the basis of religion. So religious, you know, minorities who were left out, you know, if you go back to 1951, then the train stopped. And if you talk about the Nehru-Liaquat Pact, it talks about, you know, helping the people who wants to flee, who wants to, you know, go out and move out. And definitely you're right, you know, Baluch are prosecuted in areas. Sindhis are prosecuted in the areas. But they are their local people, you know. So we can't really, you know, help everyone to come to India just like that, you know. But people who already here in India to flee the prosecution, we have a right of care to help them out.
Bahut bahut shukriya Prashant ji, itni bebaaki se apni baat rakhne ke liye aur hamare sawalon ke jawab dene ke liye.
Thank you, Gaurav. Thank you.
लाइक करें, शेयर करें या कमेंट करें, SBS हिंदी को फेसबुक पर फॉलो करें.